We're at Imbul Wednesday, and look, just noticing how friendly the town folk are there and the people going through, so many people stopping by, so many people helping, and so many people heading to that bakery, the Town and Country Bakery. The post we put up has just gone viral and ape on a few things. And mate of mine, Rob, who comes from that area, he now lives just up the road from me. He was mentioning how good the bakery was too to me the other day, and he said a couple of years ago, because he was doing some work out that way towards the sawmill, and he said he ran out of fuel just outside of Imbul.
Yep. Not and a bad place when you can slip down and grab one of those vanilla slices.
Well, this was
absolutely
the thing.
Delicious.
He was hankering for a coffee and a vanilla slice, but 10 minutes out of town, stuck there thinking, okay, what am I going to do? I mean, you know, kicking himself for running out of fuel anyway. He's a tradie, so you think he'd have it always stocked up. But the amazing thing was, didn't have to wait long. Within 5 or 6 minutes, there was a handful of cars there. You okay, mate? Can we help you? And, you know, he sorted out the fuel. Guy ran up to, a fuel station. In fact, he had another guy in a truck who had some fuel there that he could just, you know, load into his tank.
Yeah, siphon out. That is a country town for you. Yeah.
I mean, I've experienced that lots of times, you know, in country towns, if you're stuck by the side of the road, someone or a couple of people will actually pull up and ask if you're okay.
In Lenny the Laser, sorry. I was just thinking, mate, nobody's going to die of shock that you've experienced that a number of times.
They have a laugh, but you get over that.
Yeah, that's
and move
right.
to the issue. But
Judgment, Lenny.
You know, I wish there was a place like Imbul when I broke down. It would have been 86, 87. This is the days pre-mobile and pre-social media. When you ran out of fuel in your car, you were literally stuck there and were relying on the good graces of anyone going by. Now, I was in a very remote area of the Hume Highway going towards Canberra. This was 86, 87.
Yep. Were you sporting your flowing locks then?
Oh, yeah, I had a nice head of hair back then. Maybe that scared a few people. Look, I was in, and I was in a Magna, so it was, you know, some broken down old car.
I was in a Magna.
The trouble was,
oh, the poor Magnas.
The fuel gauge never worked, so you can never be too sure of how much petrol was in there. So okay. I misjudged doing a trip to Canberra. And, yeah.
Hang on, question without notice, was it a two-tone Magna? You know, how they have the brown up the top.
Might
the
have been by the stage I had it. Okay. Yeah, it was very third hand. Mm. So it ran out of fuel. I was stuck on the side of the Hume Highway and, mate, I was there, could have been nearly a couple of hours, no one going by. Very depressed. And I thought, it's getting on dusk. I'm going to have to do something about this. So I'm suddenly thinking of all these movies I've seen where you're traipsing down the road to a farmhouse.
Yeah.
Wolf
Creek wasn't out then. Razorback would have been out then.
Yeah. Well, if you think of all those potential animals, and kangaroos are big around that part of the world. So you think
actually, it's you would have been thinking of Beyond Thunderdome.
Anyway, going down the road looking for a farmhouse, and you realise how long the driveways are on these farmhouses. Like, you're traipsing up, you hope is a fence, you open a few gates or climb over them to get there, and thinking, am I going to find any help here? Anyway, it must be, you know, traipsing down the road for a couple of hours, finally see the lights of a house in there somewhere and traipse down to it.
Scary.
I know. Knock on the door, because you hope someone's home. It wasn't just lights left on to, fend off the burglars. This cranky old bloke opens the door, goes, yeah, what do you want? And I said, look, you know, I've run out of petrol and, the car's back there, probably a couple of Ks. And he's looking at me like, how long you been driving, son? I said, I've just got my P's. He goes, figures. Don't you know how to read a fuel gauge? So the fuel gauge is buggered. He said, you think you would have got that fixed, wouldn't you? Yeah. Anyway, he's getting me through this whole third degree about, you know, life and how I should be leading it. Are you good to be a mum and all this sort of stuff? I just want some fuel, mate. And I said, can you put me in the direction of a fuel station or can I use your phone? He goes, don't have a phone. Right, that's a big help, isn't it? Mm. I said, well, can you maybe drive me up to a fuel station somewhere?
Mate, too far. I got a fuel pump around the back. Mm.
So we actually got
Come out the back in my shed and have a look at this wallet collection of all these backpackers I've got.
All that.
That's what you would have been thinking.
All that was running through my head. I'm going, oh, my God, something bad's going to happen here. What if Mum and Dad never see me again? No, you really worry about that because
of course you would,
there's no phones or anything, and he didn't have one. So and he looked like and he smelt like he'd been out of wash for weeks, but he did help me. He actually had a ute, and he got me some fuel in the Magna, and because he took me
back to the car. Oh, good on him.
You know, so
what was his name?
Oh, old Mal from some memory.
Mal, did you thank him profusely?
Well, Mum said I should have sent him a box of chockies or
so. You sent him nothing.
Well, I still haven't to this day, no.
Oh, Bill Cage.
I'm very sorry. But about a 3.5 hour turnaround to get back on the road, and he was tie kicking my mag to give me comments on how I should make it look better and I should look after it better and all that sort of stuff. So I had to put up with a whole load of lectures, but I did get fueled up in the end, but God, it took a long time.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Wow, that's scary.
It is. I'm shuddering now.
Did you learn that
it.
Lesson? I mean, how's the fuel gauge in Lenny right now?
No, Lenny's fine. Always keep it topped. I never let it get below a quarter. Always keep it topped up. And
do you? Never below a quarter. You never run the gauntlet.
No, never run the
mine's
gauntlet.
Mine's currently on empty and flashing.
You are going to be hit if you head down to Bris Vegas, aren't you?
Yeah, look, I will definitely fuel up, obviously, before I head down there today.
You better. Mm-hmm. Look, Sing family, have you been in that situation? Ever ran out of fuel and found someone to help, or did no one help you and you had to do it the hard way like me?
That's
Keith,
right.
Tell us about your running out of fuel story. Ever happened?
So it was about probably 6-7 years ago. I had an old Commodore and the fuel gauge was playing up on it. And basically it was driving down the highway, come along, and it got to about a quarter of a tank and turned out that's when it was actually empty.
Right.
Oh, no.
Don't you hate that? Now, was it later? Was it late at night and spooky, Keith?
No, actually. I was lucky. It was during the day.
So what happened? Did you call out the RACQ or did you have someone stop?
Called RACQ. They ended up telling me because they thought it was broken down.
Of course they did.
And got to tow to the servo and actually the tow truck operator owed me $20 to get some fuel.
Oh, there we go.
So, yeah, I was very lucky in that stage.
What's the moral of the story? Have a fuel gauge that works?
Yeah, exactly.
And $20 in your pocket.
Or pay attention to when it does cut out so you know for the next time.
Yeah, that's
good one.
Right.
Thank you, Keith. You're at a chance of the tasting train today, which we'll do just before 9 this morning. Hey, Colin.
How's it going?
We're good, thanks, Cole. When did you run out of petrol?
I was with a mate once, and we're coming back from cricket training, and we're going up this hill, his car started running out of fuel. We were doing about 60 k's an hour at the time, so he opens his door up, jumps out and starts pushing, but doing 60 k's, he went down the road and the car stopped going.
I was going to say,
momentum works well.
He wouldn't be able to, not going 60, what an absolute...
Yeah, moron.
Idiot.
Yes.
And, but the good thing is, when it did stop, it stopped in front of a pub.
Oh, nice.
So I got out of the car, went inside and had a beer, and he turned up all bloodied up.
So hang on. Were you driving or was he driving?
No, he was driving.
So what? You're saying you sat staying in the car and the car drove itself to the pub?
I just steered it towards the pub.
Cole.
Pulled up from the pub.
Natural instinct, Cole.
Cole, that sounds like a bit of a furphy to
yeah,
me.
No, I like it.
I love it, though.
He's got a chance of the tasting train. Is this Lucky Phil from Curra?
Yeah, mate. How you going, buddy?
We're good.
How are you, Ali?
I'm beautiful. Thank you, Phil. Always love hearing your voice. Come on, when did you run out of petrol?
Darling, I never run out of petrol, but I helped this person the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm driving into town and I've seen this caravan and a van look like a coffee van, you know?
Yep.
Type of thing. Anyway, it was in, all the cones were along the side of the road where they're doing the road works up.
Yep.
And I drove past and I thought, this fella's got a blowout on the caravan. And he looked a reasonable elderly person, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I went down, done a U-turn, come back, went in between the cones, pulled up behind him. I walked up to him and I said, mate, I said, you all right? He said, no, not really, mate. I said, what's the problem? He said, I've got a blowout on the caravan. I said, well, I've got a hydraulic jack, wheel brace and everything in my boot of my car.
Jeez, he's organised.
So I went down to the car. I went down to the car, got it for him, brought it up, put it underneath the caravan for him. He said, do you live out this way, do you? I said, yeah, mate. I said, I'm just going into town to get a few things. He said, well, you go into town. When you come back, he said, I'll be still here with your jack, wheel brace and everything. So I drove into town. I managed to do a U-turn somewhere else and I went into town, done what I had to do, come back. And do you know what? That guy was still there waiting for me to hand my stuff back to me.
Wow.
Well, I would hope so after you generously loaned it to him.
You're a good bloke,
well,
Phil.
Well, darling, doing them sort of things, Ali, you think, oh, well, they'll do what they have to do and then take off with your stuff, you know.
Mm.
But this guy, he was sitting there waiting for me to come back, take a hand my stuff back to me and thank me so much for helping him.
Oh, good on you, Phil. And I tell you what, I mean, you're not really going to mind waiting when you've got a caravan to lay down in, hey?
No, well, this is true love, isn't it? And he's got a coffee bag there, so he's amazing. Yeah,
that's it.
I love it. Thank you, Phil. Thank you.
He's such amazing. A sweetheart. We love you, Phil.
I wish I'd met Phil at that farmyard years ago. I'm sure he would have sat me down, give me a cuppa, had a meal. This guy never offered me anything. He didn't give me food or, you know.
Mate, you've rocked up to his house in the middle of nowhere at night time. I'm not surprised he didn't give you anything. Well, he gave you fuel. He drove you back to your car. An imposition.
Felt like my dad.
It's probably in the middle of watching Hey Hey It's Saturday or something.
I think it was a Saturday night. Yeah, that's why I was going to Canberra for a night out.